They had plans to break into a house on Reddick Pond Road. Last minute, she decided not to break into the house. She then left the vehicle on Reddick Pond Road and walked about 20, 30 minutes. Jonathan McCoy then left in his vehicle towards Will Jackson Road. 20 or 30 minutes later, Mr. McCoy drove up behind Allison, pulled her in the vehicle, and said he had just killed somebody. It was an old lady. And he then drove Allison by the house and pointed to it. Allison later learned that the house burned up later that evening. She said she had no knowledge of the fire aspect, but Jonathan did tell her that he killed an old lady, that he strangled her to death until she couldn't breathe anymore.